This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
In this real estate news brief for the week ending March 16th of 2024, what the latest inflation reports are telling us, why home sellers might be jumping for joy, and where we'll be seeing the most single-family construction. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. We begin with economic news from this past week. Two new inflation reports add to concerns about which way prices are going. The Consumer Price Index and the Producer Price Index both show prices were higher in February, with the PPI showing the biggest surprise on the upside. The PPI represents the wholesale cost of goods and services, and what we might expect to see bubbling up at the retail level. For the month of February, the PPI was up 0.6%, which is double what Wall Street economists had predicted. That brought the annual rate of wholesale inflation up from 1 to 1.6%. Higher energy costs can be blamed for most of that gain. They were up 4.4% for the month. Food prices were also 1% higher. When you eliminate food and energy prices for the core rate of inflation, you still get a steep 0.4% gain and an annual rate of 3.8%, nearly double the Fed's 2% target. The CPI also came in hot, but was mostly in line with estimates. The report shows that retail prices were up 0.4% as expected. That brought the annual rate up from 3.1% to 3.2%. The core rate was also up 0.4%, but the annual rate went down a bit, from 3.9% to 3.8%. The two reports came out just ahead of this week's Federal Reserve meeting, where members of the Federal Open Market Committee will be discussing their tactics to fight inflation. Some economists have predicted an interest rate cut in June. We should get some insight about the central bank's next move in comments released after the meeting. But the message we're getting from recent data is that inflation is not disappearing anytime soon, and that will likely have an impact on how quickly we see rate cuts. The labor market is still showing no signs of a slowdown, despite the Fed's squeeze on the economy. Weekly jobless claims were down to 209,000, which is considered very low. Continuing jobless claims were up 17,000 to a total of 1.8 million. They've been creeping higher since last year, which shows that it's taking a little longer for people who are unemployed to find new jobs. Meanwhile, mortgage rates are down slightly. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is down 14 basis points to 6.74%. The 15-year is down 6 points to 6.16%. And in other news making headlines, a big change is underway for home buyers and sellers. The National Association of Realtors settled a lawsuit on commissions. As part of the settlement, the association agreed to eliminate rules on how agents are paid. The standard rate has been 6%, with 3% going to the seller's agent and 3% to the buyer's agent, all paid for by the seller. NAR also agreed to pay $418 million in damages. Once the settlement is finalized, the money would come from a distribution fund that's part of the Missouri class action lawsuit. The ruling also means that future commissions will be a negotiable part of the transaction. Missouri attorney Michael Ketchmark led the lawsuit, which accused NAR and the real estate industry of charging inflated commissions. He told MarketWatch, "We hit the reset button on the housing industry." And he added, "This settlement is going to result in tremendous savings for Americans when they sell their homes." Well, I personally am not sure I agree with that, but we shall see. And what we should see is a lot of new single-family homes coming onto the market in the coming months. The National Association of Home Builders reported a 43% increase in permits for this last January compared to the previous year. Nationwide, it says almost 76,000 permits were issued at the start of the year. In January of 2023, there were 53,000. Permits were up the most in the West with a 67% increase. The South was up 39%, the Midwest was up 36%, and the Northeast was up 19%. The state with the biggest increase was Nevada at 128%. States with the highest number of permits issued were Texas, Florida, and North Carolina. Only five states and the District of Columbia reported a decline. When you break the stats down to the metro level, the picture changes. The top 10 list for number of permits issued includes Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, Phoenix, Atlanta, Tampa, Austin, Charlotte, North Carolina, Jacksonville, Lakeland, Winter Haven, and Nashville. The report also includes data on multifamily permits. You can follow up with that by clicking on a link in the show notes for that report. Well, that's it for today. You can read more about the stories in this episode by following links in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. And if you want to find out about our upcoming live event in May, again, just go to newsforinvestors.com. I'm Kathy Fetke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.